The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Get it for your phone. It's free. The podcast will be there later today, too. I know you have a question for Carson, Jamie, but before we go there, let me explain Dill Day real quick again, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
We kicked it off today, and it's going to last forever. Forever, okay? See, Shpadil, he's a victim of the show. In some ways, a lot of people come out to his defense, no matter what the situation is, if Jamie and I criticize anything about Shpadil. So those days are gone. They're gone. No more criticizing Shpadil. He can do whatever he does every single day. And buddy, you are our guy.
And here's a bonus.
Yeah.
Here's a bonus. Today is National Kindness Day.
Oh, okay.
What?
Who would have thought?
Imagine
right?
that.
Who would have thought that we would have kicked this off on National Kindness Day?
It's the ultimate coincidence.
It
Shpadil,
is.
Yeah. I know you haven't put it to the test yet because you haven't really screwed up anything, but you will. You will. And when
see, that's $25
yeah,
right there.
Right there. Yep,
right there. You owe
$25.
You
said he was going to screw it up, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That was a slam.
You said I will screw up.
I will screw up. You're going to screw up.
No, you just said.
We're all going to screw up at some point.
You just said. You will screw up. That's a slam.
Yeah.
That was a critical, sentence.
Criticizing that Venmo, buddy.
$25.
Venmo.
First one.
I'll send it down.
Wow. That didn't take long at all. Not even an hour.
Congratulations.
Should be in your account right now.
It's going to pay for my lunch today.
Wow. Nice.
Listen. Ooh. We know. I'll do
see?
This.
I
got to figure out how to say this. without it. This is going to be hard. This could cost me a couple $100.
I know.
Before I catch on to this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But today, it starts today. And if on Text Dato, you're allowed to chime in, be a judge. Now, that doesn't mean every time you write in and say, oh, my God, you were a bully, blah, 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 that we're going to write a check to him for $25 every time.
Well, I'm not,
you
no
might
matter
be
what.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You might
same with me.
Yeah,
but
that's
I'll pay
just you.
If I'm the bully and I say something bad, I'll pay you $25 each and every time. Okay?
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's what we kicked off today. Again, National Kindness Day. I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it is a coinky dink.
Yeah, it is. It is. But no more. Yeah. No more down the Shpadil's throat.
Oof.
We're all good.
He's
our buddy.
He's a great man.
Ah, you're a good man, Shpadil.
Thank you.
See, that felt sarcastic
it
from
did.
You.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's $25 more.
No! Yeah, I'm not giving you another $25.
You got to watch the tone you say
right?
things in.
Right? I felt like that was sarcasm. $25 yeah. more dollars. All right, well, you asked me what my question was because I was kind of talking to Carson about. And this is just kind of deep, so I apologize for that. But I was thinking about this. First of all, they had a surrogate because of complications, medical complications. Yep. So they have a surrogate. And they love her. And she is a blessing to everybody, right?
I mean, their family is essentially a part of our family.
Correct. Right. And so, and I do love that. I love everything about it. And the fact that she gave you the greatest gift of all.
She's
right?
our angel, yep.
Yeah, and she is. She actually is. So they hang out with them a lot, the surrogates family, and they have little kids, right?
They have four kids themselves.
So they even went to Texas, and you guys all hung out and went to the game.
Went to the CU versus Texas Tech game. They're big Texas Tech fans, so.
Right. So I was just, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was just thinking, well, because you posted. And I was like, that is actually so beautiful and so sweet. And then I was thinking, okay, but what happens later? Because right around 8 years old, 9 years old, kids start asking a lot of questions. So they start going like, now, so are you brother and sister? Or what does she call them? Like, what does she just call them by their names?
Yeah, just call it, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know if she called them like auntie or something.
Nah, and we don't refer to them as her brothers or sisters or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, so it's just, they're just friends, uh-huh. right? So how does that go later? Like when she's 8 or 9, how do those of you that have surrogates, how do you explain to a kid? Because it's science, but it's really complicated.
Yeah. I mean, and you asked me that off air and it kind of got me thinking because I haven't really thought about it yet.
I've thought about it. You haven't?
Well, and it's just like, it's just one of those things that we're just, I mean, right now we view them, I mean, they're essentially an extension of our family. And we know that eventually she's going to want to go down to Texas, maybe spend an entire summer, or maybe their kids will come and spend a summer with us.
Right.
And they'll be essentially almost like her brothers and sisters for her life. But yeah, I mean, how do you explain what all transpired
and why
to an 8 or 9 year old?
Why we consider them family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So and it might be weird for her because you're like, well, Mom, you didn't carry me. She actually carried me.
Because I think in a lot of circumstances, kids don't ever find out they were a surrogate kid, you know, because it just doesn't come up or whatever.
And they may not. And especially some, we found in this process that actually our surrogate had like a surrogate group. She had to be a part of a group of other surrogates.
Yeah.
So that they talked and kind of like just vented to each other. And some of these relationships go really bad. Like sometimes.
Because it gets controlling.
The expecting parents don't want anything to do with the surrogate after she delivers the baby.
I don't think I would, but that's just me. I think I'd be like, okay, plop it out and give me my
and
kid.
Sometimes for some people, it's a business transaction.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I mean, in our situation, it's just so much more than that.
No, and I love that. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just, for me, I would just be like, here's your money. Now plop out my kid and I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
But that's just me because I'm cold hearted.
I don't think it's something you totally think out at her age right now. I think that that's something that you just keep pushing down the road. Down the road.
Right, absolutely. That's why I brought up the age.
So you really don't know how you're going to handle it.
That's why I brought up at the age of 8 or 9. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
but
right
I,
now
I,
it's
I
not
don't
a
think,
situation.
My point is that I don't think you know right now how you're going to handle it when that time comes. Simply because you're just not there yet.
Yeah, and I mean, to your point, Bree and I really haven't given it much thought.
That's
We've just been living it, soaking up every moment, hanging out with them. And
I don't know why I was thinking about it, because I think it was this. It's because my son is the only child. And you brought up, and maybe I was having guilt about my kid because I was thinking about the holidays and stuff and him being an only child. And your wife saying, oh my gosh, she's not going to have any siblings or any family or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you said to her, well, the surrogate's family can be part of our family, right?
Yep.
And so I was like, oh my God, I don't have that for my kid. I don't have one of those. You know, I mean, he has aunts and cousins and stuff like that. But I was just thinking about that. And then I was like, well, I wonder how they bring that in and say they're family, but how does that work?
I know. And to your point, how do you explain that where it's actually digestible to
an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, right?
9-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Because to your point,
science.
There was a lot of things that happened in our journey that it might even scare her a little bit.
Right.
And we don't want to scare her too much because, I mean, her Bree almost died a couple times because of this whole journey that we've been on. And it will be a little heavy to bring up.
It's going
to
be a lot.
Yeah.
I just was asking. All right.
A little heavy.
I think the answer is we don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show on a Wednesday. On the Odyssey app, there's an AirTag story this morning that Apple's going to start sharing the information with the airlines. That's pretty cool.
What do you mean?
You know how you get the AirTags, you put them on your luggage? and you know where your luggage is, but the airlines really doesn't know where your luggage is, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can send over, well, starting soon, it's going to start with United Airlines and then go on to the other airlines too. But now you can send that information over to the, via your phone, over to the airline so they can find your luggage for you. It's much easier.
Huh.
Yeah. Here's the story.
The new tool to help track your luggage if it's lost. Apple says passengers who place AirTags in their bags will soon be able to share the location of missing luggage with the airlines, allowing them to track your bags in real time and hopefully get your bags back to you more quickly. Now, this new feature will be part of next month's new software update.
Why haven't we done this?
I was thinking that same thing. That is so funny. I was just like, wait a minute.
Why is it taking so long to figure this out?
It's kind of obvious, doesn't it?
It does. It's like, why? And they're saying this won't start till 2025. So, and I realize it's only a couple of months away. But still,
seems like
Jamie and I are both on the same path here. Right. Like, what the hell took so long?
So how did it go before? So if I know my luggage is in Oklahoma, did I go up to the desk and go, see, right here, it's in Oklahoma?
I don't know. I have no idea how it worked in the past. I just assumed that there would be a way that you could, you know, send it to your airline, screenshot, whatever, and send it to your airlines, but I guess there's really no way to do it unless you are at the airport.
My son's earbuds, you know, those little things that go in your ears.
Yeah.
They're in Missouri, and we were thinking about taking a road trip over Thanksgiving and going to that place. We know,
and getting them back.
Getting them back, because he had taken them out and set them down, and now they're in Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going in, son.
I lost a $700 watch on an airplane.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you found it, though. Did you?
No.
Oh, you never found that one?
Never found it. Mm. I called Lost and Found, and Lost and Found for the airlines is a joke.
Hotels for everybody.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's a crapshoot. I mean, it's not going to be there. But I called and called. I even ran out to the airport a couple of times and went to them face to face.
Here's what I do.
Couldn't find it.
When I find something, because we found a really, really expensive ring at a hotel in Las Vegas. I went to Lost and Found. I said, I have a ring. Here's what it looks like. Here's my phone number if anybody comes looking for it. But I didn't give it to them.
You did. Wait a minute. So you held on to the ring and said, hey, they have to contact me.
Yep.
Wow.
I actually like that move.
That's a good move on your part.
Yeah, because I know that they
look, I don't trust these people.
That's what I'm saying.
These people that are in Lost and Found for the airlines, they see all kinds of great merchandise. I mean, good stuff every day. And why is it every time you go there to see if your stuff's there? It's never there.
I know.
It's never there. I looked for this watch for months.
Yeah.
And I started literally maybe 3 hours after I got off that plane when I realized that I'd lost it. I didn't even realize I'd lost it. And then I started searching for it, made a phone call, nothing. Never showed up.
Well, let me just say, they obviously didn't call, because here's my beautiful ring.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That ring I notice every day when you walk in here.
Amazing?
That's amazing. Well, they're lost, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Carlos 105.9, the BJ. Jamie Morning Show, November. We're only a couple of weeks away. Couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, I've been seeing everybody start to post like what they're going to make and stuff.
Have you noticed there's no turkey shortage?
Usually about this time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We usually have a shortage of birds.
That is true.
They say there are less birds, less turkeys being raised because a lot of people are moving away from turkeys.
Really?
Because I wouldn't think so.
Dirty, dirty bird.
I don't know.
I think of turkey as dirty.
Turkey sucks. It's awful.
He's right.
He's right. Yeah.
You are right.
Absolutely
you are right.
Correct.
Everything you say
is There's nothing about him delicious, right, Fidel?
No, dude, it's dry. It doesn't have any flavor.
Dark meat's the best.
How do you feel about dark meat?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to be nice to you. Dark meat sucks.
Well, I think dark meat is...
Turkey's way better
is
than...
juicier.
Yeah.
Dark meat is juicier.
Oh,
than...
no.
Because the
like
regular
the
meat's
meat.
Just dry.
I don't know. All right. Well, nevertheless, now, if Spadilla had said that, yes, dark meat would have been the best.
It would have been the best.
How do you feel about cranberry sauce there, Spadilla?
Also sucks.
Okay. Yes, thank you, buddy.
Yes,
it does.
Yes,
it does. But yeah, they say that people are turning away from turkey. I didn't... I don't feel like people are turning away from turkey. I mean, if you ate turkey in the past every Thanksgiving, I'm assuming you still do.
I'm so picky at Thanksgiving. I hate Thanksgiving, to be honest with you. I hate all the food.
I'm with Jamie.
It's just yucky. So what I do is, if you saw my plate, you would make fun of me. It's just a corner of a little bit of mashed potatoes over in the corner. It's a roll and some green beans.
Yeah. Mine's that, but with mac and cheese instead of mashed potatoes.
Oh, if we have mac and cheese, yeah. I'd
What about stuffing?
No. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Stuffing sucks too.
I love stuffing.
Yeah, I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is just a big thing of mush.
Yeah.
Just a mushy.
And you don't eat any of that food normally the rest of the year. You only eat it that one time, and it still sucks.
You're also the pickiest eater I've ever seen on the planet.
I know, but a lot of people agree with him. A lot of people, if you really analyzed it, it's not your favorite meal. It's a beautiful day and great to be with your family and friends and all that, and that part is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the moment. But if it was really up to you, that wouldn't be your last meal.
No.
You know?
I agree with that.
No, but I would say that the dressing and making a whole turkey are the only two things. The other stuff I eat the rest of the year.
Oh, stuffing?
Yeah.
You eat stuffing?
Yeah.
I just said stuffing.
Oh. Cranberries?
No, I don't eat stuffing, and I don't cook a full turkey, but that's the only two things. But the rest of the stuff I do eat.
I
eat cream corn. I eat the yams, yeah, all year long.
Gravy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to go through the
whole list. Yeah. I love the food, though. Yeah, a lot of people don't, but I love the food.
Yeah, but, you know, I would say overall, everybody goes, yeah, when you really think about it, it's not like my favorite meal on the planet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm with you. If it came to your last meal,
right?
That's not the meal I would pick.
No, it's just about the day. For me, it's just about the day.
And football.
And being around everybody, you know, that part's, except for my son has put a wrench
football.
In it. Oh, my God. Now, you guys, so we're doing Thanksgiving, right? And then Friday, my kid is flying in on Wednesday. And then Thanksgiving, and then Friday morning, we are driving back to California with his truck.
Oh, because he wants his truck
He wants his truck. And I guess, because you're not supposed to have... He went in as a sophomore, right? And so technically, though, you can't have a car until you're a junior.
Huh.
But he's in some missile group or whatever. Rocket group, rocket club. Rocket Club has parking spots, and so he's going to park it there.
Oh, they're going to give him one?
Now, is he going to be legal or not legal?
Well, he can park it there, yeah.
Well, he can park it there, but is he allowed to have a vehicle?
No.
Okay, he's illegal. So he's driving dirty.
He won't park it on campus. It'll just
be. I'm just saying.
He'll be at Rock. It'll be at Rock.
But he's not supposed to have it.
He's not really supposed.
Supposed to. He's driving.
So we
dirty.
Get to drive all the way from Colorado to Northern California on Friday. Yay!
That'll be fun. That'll be a good drive.
That is not the Thanksgiving I want.
On Thanksgiving.
No, on Friday.
What will you do on Thanksgiving though?
So I'm gonna do two of them.
Are you cooking at all?
No. Hello, have you met me?
Yeah, I have. I knew it was a dumb question as I was asking, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So what are you doing for your Thanksgiving?
So I'm doing what I usually do, Friendsgiving. Since my dad passed away, I always do like a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
So I go to this house and they have everybody there. So that's what we do. Is Friendsgiving
locally?
Okay. Yeah. and then Christy tries to make some green bean casserole, and then she's usually had some drinks, and that turns out real bad.
Yeah.
I have the video from it, and it but that's what we do, and I mean it's just the whole living room is just full of tables, just everybody's there.
That's cool though.
It's very cool. Even though you don't like the food, it's still a good
it's
day.
Great. It's great. And then like the year before last, we. They went shovel sledding. It's where you ride a shovel and you take a rope. You take a rope, you tie up the shovel to the truck, and then you ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
I have no idea.
Very dangerous, but very fun.
Seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think of that after the wine.
No. You are so right, Spadil.
You are right, Spadil.
You are so dead on today. Yeah. Unbelievable.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. A couple of things from Texnado. First of all, a lot of people still a big fan of turkey.
Yep.
Yeah, turkey's a good thing. Once a year, big old turkey, that's a good thing.
My dad would deep fry it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It was pretty good.
You know, every time I've tried to deep fry one, I screw it up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Can't seem to get it right, so I just use the old cooker.
He would do both. He would do the deep fry, and then he'd do the oven. And I'm telling you, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not lying. Yeah. I like the deep fried better.
Carson says he's going to Popeye's.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a Cajun deep fried turkey this year.
Ooh.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, going off the board.
Right?
Hey, Spadell.
Yeah.
Another thing on Texas. NATO, that the tone I'm using toward you seems to be a bit of an a-hole.
I've actually been thinking about this whole bit the whole morning. I think the whole bit in and of itself is actually kind of mean. Because, like, you're pointing out that, like, you guys think that I'm not good at my job, so you have to, but you have to be nice to me so that you're not being perceived as being mean. But the whole, like, root of the bit is that you guys don't think that I'm doing my job.
Right.
Right. So I mean, that's kind of mean.
That is the origin.
No. You're wrong, buddy. No.
Well,
that's
you
not
have to
it
take in his feelings.
Well, no, I'm just saying his feelings are very negative. I'm trying to pump him up in a positive direction. That's not it at all. At all that it's being perceived. Sometimes when you're on air, you don't realize some of your words are being perceived a certain way. And and Texnado is telling us that we're being perceived as we're bullying you. Okay.
Mostly you.
So we're trying to. So I'm trying to correct that with the audience. Uh-huh. It's got nothing to do with you and pointing out anything.
I see
you
what you're
do.
Saying, though, Schmidel.
Yeah.
And it was his idea.
It was.
Yeah. It was his idea to do this, and I get what you're saying, and you're right. Actually, as I think of it, like you would. Very mean.
It kind of is.
And condescending.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, but you're wrong on that
one.
No,
I don't
think
so.
Yeah, you're wrong. It's not that at all.
I feel like it
it's
is.
It's just I want to clear up the image over here on my side.
I'm supporting you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man, you're such a turncoat. Jamie. All right, so no more be nice to Spadell Day?
I guess not, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, he's ending it.
So you want us to call you out if you make a mistake? And
sure.
Just go after it?
See, I would have kept it going as much money
you
as I could raise.
Money,
yeah.
Though.
Why are you wanting to end this?
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that I think the whole bit in and of itself is actually mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel you on that one.
Really?
Wow. That is rude now that I really, really think about
it. Well, I never looked at it like that.
Yeah,
because you only think of you. That's
just
why.
Trying to clear your name.
Yeah, I guess I was just trying to clear my name.
Feels very sarcastic. So.
Yeah. Sarcastically doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'll go back to just being me.
National Kindness Day, too. I mean, come
on. Yeah, it's National Kindness Day. You actually
knew that time. All right. Well, I'll make sure that I point out the next time you really blow
it. Oh, man. Watch out.
Shouldn't be very long.
Oh, my.
I got a feeling I'll be back here within 10 minutes or so.
This took a wacky turn. All this took a really wacky
turn. We're doing a nosedive.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
just let me see what I can ask for from you because I know you'll blow it. Let's see. What can I?
How about any ideas?
Any ideas? Yeah. Yeah, you got an idea for the next break?
Tabloid trash.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Okay,
well, it's a good go-to.
Oh my God!
All right. Sorry about man. I wish you would have spoken up earlier because this has been 2 hours of this.
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously been obsessing about it too.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't
put a lot of
out.
Thought. Yeah. Yeah.
You could have off air come in here and said, "Hey guys, I feel like that what we're doing here is sarcastic and mean," but you didn't do that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, and then I just decided to all off the cuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
on air.
And I support you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't support you because I don't have to anymore. And guess what? I never sent that $25. Screw you,
you little schmuck.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.